The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at DeGeneres 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And you can also get on the Twitch channel, ESPN, twitch.tv/ESPN975. I already gave the people my hockey plays for Friday on there. I'm going to get them on the show, but I'm going to write them on there next segment. So if you miss them, that's where
you're supposed to do that this segment.
I know, but you know what? Last segment, I had to go pee.
Okay.
I had a full Gatorade and an energy drink before the show, and I tried to space it out enough, but there was no way I could make it 3 hours. So Abbott thankfully changed his position. I still think the mass outdoor gatherings at beaches, rivers, and the protests is what caused us to have this big hit. I think that's part of it. I think part of it was people were just being stupid. We still see that, you know, and I don't see – it's a lot rarer now when I see somebody not wearing a mask and – and I think I've been following the numbers really closely, and the week to week, the numbers gone down each day in Houston. Now I can't speak for the whole state or even Harris County, but to me, that's that's a good sign. It means some of this is working.
Yeah.
Because I want it to work, because I'd like us to be able to get back and quit killing businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've already lost, I think I saw 10% of bars and restaurants in the city. And the projection is like 25. I think it may be much higher than that if things can't get back to something. And if people will just follow the rules, but they don't. 409 said my wife's godson was the second in Jefferson County to die from COVID, 44 years old.
Damn.
That's awful. So anyway, you know, it's just, do I hate that everything shut down? Yes. And I blame, you know, like the texter mentioned, I blame the big gatherings. I blame the protests. And I blame the fact that people wouldn't wear masks and that they had to have this pride thing, which we were talking about on the Twitch channel a little bit. And if they just, yeah, to me, it's such a contradiction to, you know, not wear a mask and then go out in these big groups and act like nothing's wrong. You know, it just makes no sense to me. If you're going to get in a big group, at least be safe about it.
Yeah.
But, oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And somebody's asking, do you have any dark horse NBA futures bet? I don't play the NBA. I might, just because, you know, I want to see some games, though, because – I kind of suspect the defense is going to suck here early. So I'm going to lean towards some overs, but I don't really have a future bet on a team that I think is going to win, because I just feel like it's going to come down to the Lakers or the Clippers, and there's no value there.
I feel like Lakers, Clippers, Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks would be the other one.
It just seems like anybody besides those three teams winning would be a shock, and I don't know what the odds are on those teams, but I would guess they're all
three favorites. Yeah.
3-1, 2-1, whatever. There's no other team that I'm like, oh, I'd throw a couple bucks down on them. I could see that happening.
Yeah, I could see the Celtics or maybe even the Raptors getting there, but I can't see them winning.
No.
And they have to get through Milwaukee and one of the LA teams.
Yep.
I just don't see it.
And if you're a team from the West, like the Rockets or, you know, the Mavericks, I think the last I saw, they were like 50-1. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But then you start to really do the math, and it's like the Mavericks would have to beat, the Nuggets or someone like that? And then they'd have to beat the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then beat the Bucks. And it's almost like, well, how's that going to happen? I mean, it would take one of those runs like the Rockets had.
When they ended up beating the Magic. I like the Mavs. I think they're going to be one of the surprise teams of this thing, but that means maybe they beat one of those.
Yeah.
Maybe they upset the Clippers and then lose to the Lakers.
I'm just not looking at any of these teams like, oh, yeah, I can see them beating two out of those three or all three of them if you're a Western Conference team. It's just hard to imagine.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. What's that name? I can't read that.
Kane.
Okay. Let's try Kane. What's up?
Hey, sports guys, what's going on?
Sports to you.
Hey, I just had a question for Fred. I wanted to get his take on the whole NHL playoff starting here and who he thinks could make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then also get his take on with how well the NHL has done handling this whole COVID crisis, if this will kind of turn the page for Bettman and see if fans will, you know, start to like him or not. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
To be honest, I think there's more likely it's the exact opposite of what we're talking about with the NBA. I think you're going to see a team with a hot goalie go on a run. And I'm as far as the distancing goes, I mean, they're basically doing the same thing the NBA did. They're following their lead. Those guys are staying put. And, you know, so far it's working. They had some positives early, but then they've done everything the right way. I don't think it's going to change anything with Gary Bettman until they go back to the Olympics. I mean, that guy's still a complete loser. And I don't know if he's the worst commissioner in sports anymore. I think Manfred may have caught
him.
He's
up there.
You know, but he's always been the worst. It's been an easy one. And plus, he's just so damn unlikable. But I don't know where there would be value, but I do think if you're going to look at futures odds, I would look at some teams because there's a group that doesn't have to play the first round. And I think I'm going to take some of these teams that do have to play the first round.
Okay. And goaltending gets a little work.
They get a little more work. They get real meaningful games. And it's really only three games, but that's meaningful hockey that they're having to jump in and play. And I think they'll be better prepared. So, yeah, I would look at a team like Winnipeg. It'd be a big price. I think Edmonton will be a big price. And on the other side, I know the Golden Knights, everybody's kind of pitching them. But I think the West is pretty wide open. So I would look at two teams like that I know can score goals. Because as long as you can score goals, you can get through that first best of three, and then you've got some series under your belt. On the other side, I kind of feel like one of the teams that maybe this will benefit Tampa because they're perennial chokers. They're like the Dodgers of the NHL, and they just can't win it. This might help them, but you know, beyond that, I don't have a good feel for the Eastern Conference. I still think Washington could win again. I wouldn't throw them out, and you know. That's about it. I don't have a lot of – I just – this is so unprecedented, the way they're doing it, that I really don't know how it's going to play out. These guys haven't played in months. They've had a couple exhibition games. And I actually watched – I watched exhibition hockey the other night when the Maple Leafs were on. Shame on me. But, it's so unprecedented. But I do think if you want to play some long shots – you've got a much better chance here than you do with basketball. To me, it's easier for really good basketball teams to pull it together quickly than it is a hockey team, especially when there's so many guys who are out that now you have to work back into the lineup. It's like going through a training camp. And, you know, I feel like anything can happen.
Well, and I mean, are there teams like the Lakers and the Celtics who you're like, oh, that team is way better than everybody else? It doesn't feel that way to me.
No, it really doesn't.
I mean, you mentioned Vegas is getting a lot of love. I've heard a lot of people say the Bruins are pretty good. Tampa Bay's pretty good.
Yeah, Tampa's intriguing to me because they never win in the playoffs.
Well, didn't they win the Stanley Cup one?
No.
Time?
Well, not, I mean, years ago.
Oh, okay.
This particular group with Steven Stamkos, who I think is really overrated, maybe the most overrated superstar in the sport. They disappear I mean, they've gotten to the conference finals a couple times. They ran into a really good Pittsburgh team, but they just never can win it. And they've got as much talent as anybody. They should be winning it. But maybe with a – well, last year, if the Astros had lost to Tampa in the first round, I was kind of comparing it to what the Lightning did, losing and getting swept in the first round by an 8 seed.
Yeah.
So if they're going to get it done, then I think this is how it'll happen with this shortened season. I'm trying to find the odds on here on my bookie, but Clippers plus 5.5 tonight, if you're interested in that.
I'm not. I've got the hockey odds right here.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll give you the teams that have short odds. The Bruins plus 600.
And not for me at that price.
Colorado plus 750.
I like them, but that's a little low.
Tampa plus 600. Vegas plus 600. Now, you can poo-poo me here, but if I were going to bet on someone, to me it seems like the smart move would be betting on the teams that have the best players and aren't necessarily the best teams. And again, I may be totally off base here, but in the best guy, that kid from Edmonton now?
Yeah, Connor McDavid.
They're plus 2,500.
They've got maybe – they're not really – they don't have enough defense, but boy, he and Draisaitl are just – one of the best 1-2 punches in the
league. And if you don't know how the playoffs are going to go, don't you feel like you've got value there? Like maybe defense isn't going to matter as much. You know, maybe it's going to be offensive explosion.
Overs. I like some value there. I mentioned Edmonton as one of the teams that could come out of there.
Here's two more. Pittsburgh still has
Crosby
yeah. and Malkin, right?
Yep.
They're plus 1,000. And
don't mind that because they've got some older guys that probably benefited from this rest, and they know how to win.
And Ovechkin's still pretty good, right?
Yeah, he is.
Plus 1,250 on Washington.
Yeah, see, that's another one that I think has some value.
So this is coming from someone who knows nothing about hockey. But if I were looking to wager, and I saw these teams have the best players, and there's bigger numbers by them than there are teams who don't have these top tier guys. That's the teams I want. I want the best players. In a playoff where we don't know what it's gonna look like. Just give me the best players. Let's see what happens. You know, Colorado and Vegas or Tampa. I guess Tampa's got some pretty good players.
Colorado's
too.
Got Nathan MacKinnon, who's really good too.
But if you've got those guys, if you've got those teams that are like better teams overall, which I think Vegas is known as a team. That's why they were so good last year because they just played like a team. No one expected them to be that good, and they came together as a team. In this sort of wonky setup, just give me the best players. I'm not messing around and hoping that chemistry is clicking for a team. No, I just give the puck to the best guy and let him score.
And I think that's a good strategy. But you also got to get a goaltender that gets hot.
Nashville plus 3,000. They suck now?
No, they don't suck. But I mean,
I'm gonna hate the playoffs.
8-3-2, like the Dodgers that just came to Houston and punked the Astros and kicked their ass. Yeah, those Dodgers. When did you win the World Series in the last few years? You won seven straight NL West.
Maybe you are forgetting a guy named Kirk Gibson.
Let's see. I think I was still young when that happened. Oh boy. Yeah. You know what? Come talk to me when you win the World Series. Dodgers fan has always been the worst, and this is like their golden moment. Because there's somebody that people actually hate more than Dodgers and Yankees fan right now. And, well, Red Sox too.
Yeah.
But congratulations. This is your moment to only be the third or fourth most hated fan base in baseball. So ride with it. Enjoy your two little regular season wins. And come see me when you got a ring. And, by the way, your state and your city suck. I mean, California blows, man. Why do you think Joe Rogan's leaving?
You know, as I was flying over Northern California, it made me wonder why nobody lives there. Like, basically, you know, San Francisco, and then like a little bit northeast of that is Sacramento. And then there's like a good third of that entire state that's just unpopulated or sparsely populated. Why don't people live there? Like, you got better weather. There's mountains. It's like... it's a cool little place.
Yeah, it's strange how concentrated the
I don't get
population
it.
Is there, but I, yeah, and there was a time where I was going to, I would have loved living in LA, and then when I lived there for a month, I basically realized this.
You realize it's not that great.
No, it's horrible, and I always liked LA more than New York. I've come full circle on that. I would prefer, I don't want to live either place. That's two. That's a long gap though from the first one where you got in like 30 seconds, a record. But no, I mean the politics suck in that state. The cities are too crowded. There's too many homeless. I mean they make our homeless population look like we don't have one, and they don't control them. So
you're saying their homeless army could beat our homeless army in a homeless
war? Oh God, yeah, yeah. Because their homeless army is allowed to do whatever the hell they want, and they don't stop them.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys can have California. All right, guys, having brake problems? Check out my friends at New Brakes. What's the last thing you want to do right now if you're having brake problems? Go sit in an auto shop somewhere where, you know, it's a bunch of people in there and it's gross. Well, New Brakes is going to come to you, and they're a mobile brake repair service. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. I've already had a couple of listeners tell me, man, this was great. They came in, they fixed my brakes. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. You can get an instant online quote from their brake experts. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. Just go to nubrakes.com. That's NUBRAKES.com. And, guys, they're not like a lot of these. Everybody's been screwed by an auto dealer. And I've been screwed by brake guys before. They don't want to do that. I mean, they want transparency, and they pride themselves on it. And go check out all the positive reviews on their website. NUBRAKES.com. NewBrakes.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So I just noticed, is there a tropical storm about the new Florida?
I haven't noticed.
Believe so.
And it looked like we're getting a cold front or cool front. Can that thing come in tonight so I can actually sleep?
It's supposed to be in the low 80s tonight.
That'll be nice. That's much lower than what it is in my house right now. It's 88 upstairs and 85 down. Mm. But, yeah, okay. So I'm putting my hockey plays on there for the people on Twitch right now. But I'll go ahead and give them out, and then I'll put them on there. And if you're on Twitch, you'll have them. And if you're not on Twitch, you might want to go log on now if you miss them. But Montreal-Pittsburgh over 5.5. And the other one that I had was Blackhawks-Oilers over 5.5. That one may go to 6. I'm still okay if it goes to 6. And finally, let's add Winnipeg-Calgary over 5.5. So there you go. I feel good about that.
All right. Get that money.
Yeah. So Blackhawks, Oilers, Canadians, Penguins, and Jets, Flames. Yeah, I'm getting confused now because I'm looking at too many games. Because my bookie's got them stacked, so I'm having to go through there and figure it out. But there you go. I'm putting it on Twitch right now. All right. Did you miss any UFC or anything while you were gone?
No. There were fights. I watched them on my phone. I'll be honest. Like, I was kind of annoyed when they put all the fights on ESPN Plus, and now you've got to buy your pay-per-views through ESPN Plus. But it's actually made things so much easier for me.
Yeah.
Because I used to always have, like, I try to consume as many fights as I can, and I still don't think that there's ever been a UFC card that I haven't seen every fight of. Like in the history of their sport. Now, are there some fights that I wish I hadn't seen? Sure, there's some terrible fights, but having, I mean, and Fight Pass makes it easy to go back and watch fights, and especially if you're handicapping, to go look how guys do against similar fighters and things like that. But man, just wherever you are, you can be, oh, I'll just pull up the fights and you can watch the fight. You can watch the fights in your car. I mean, that's pretty convenient. It's hard to beat that.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot more stuff on my phone like that, especially now that I have all these streaming services that you can just get on your phone. And, you know, when I'm home, it's fine to have them on the TV. But, like, I have, as mentioned, like, I'm watching the Astros game on the TV, and I've got horse racing streaming on my computer.
Yep.
And then there was two tracks. They're going off at the exact same time. I put one on my phone so I could watch them both. So,
well, hey. I mean, that's with college basketball, ESPN Plus is a godsend.
Yeah.
Because I've got my phone, my laptop, two TVs. They can all have different games on.
So I guess the other big sports story is everyone's enraged that Patrick Mahomes is number 4 on the NFL Network's 100 list.
I was surprised at that. I mean, Patrick Mahomes was 4. I don't even remember who was 3. Who was 3?
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald. Okay. Who's, I think, unquestionably the best defensive player in the league. And then Russell Wilson is 2, and Lamar Jackson is 1. And I was thinking about this the other day, or actually I was thinking about it this morning when I saw that ranking. And, you know, I heard someone say that Dak Prescott's a top 10 quarterback, and someone was like, he's better than that. It's like saying top 10 now is offensive unless you say he's a top 3. And it got me thinking, are there any guys right now besides Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson that if I say these 10 guys are the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, is there anybody that if I said they're a top 10 and not top 5, you'd be offended? Or like say, how can you say he's not top 5? Because to me, it's like Mahomes and Wilson are so obviously ahead of the pack. I trust them more than anybody else. It's not even close. Lamar Jackson looks like he can be great. He hasn't won a playoff game. And this, I mean, he started one full season, so I don't know what I've got with him. A lot of the other guys are older guys who are in the declines of their career or just haven't proven anything yet. The Carson Wentzes and Deshaun Watsons and Dak Prescott's. So if I say so-and-so's a top 10 quarterback, I mean, that's pretty good. I still think that Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson, like they're the only two guys that if I say they're top 5 quarterbacks, no one will argue. No one will go, yeah, I don't know. Like every other quarterback in the league, there's an argument. There's an argument for 3 through 10, what order you want them in.
Yeah.
So to me, to have Mahomes below, I mean, having him below Russell Wilson at this point, I think is a mistake. But to also have him below Lamar Jackson, and granted, this is what they think they're going to be in 2020. This is based on what...
Well, no, it's based on what they were last year in the regular season, and guess who won the MVP?
Lamar Jackson.
So...
But was Russell Wilson better than Patrick Mahomes in the regular season?
I'd have to go check the MVP voting, but I think he finished ahead of him.
Was Aaron Donald that great last year?
No, he really wasn't, but that's...
I thought it was based on like what 2020, what they expect him to be in 2020.
No, it's who is the best in 2019, the top 100. So, and it was all done before the end of the season, or right near the end of the season, when people had to vote. So, based on that, it makes sense, but it really looks stupid.
Then, I mean, Stephon Gilmore that's the defensive player of the year. I mean, T.J. Watt had a better season than Aaron Donald last year. I think Aaron Donald's still a better player than those guys. But
that's what the poll's about. Do you think they're a better player?
I don't think Lamar Jackson's a better player than Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes.
No,
I think it's crazy.
But I think he had a better regular season, and that's what it was based on.
Mahomes finished 4th in MVP voting.
But that's what I'm saying. Why, if it's really about last year's regular season, then why is Aaron Donald 3rd on the list? Like, why would they only do that with the quarterbacks and not with everybody else? Because Aaron Donald wasn't the best defensive player in the league last year.
So the ballot, because one ballot was leaked from the NFL Network that they distributed to players, because this is all players vote, says at the top, please fill in your votes for the best players in the game today. This is not a career retrospective, but a celebration of the best in the NFL right now. Your list should start at number 1 and end at number 20 and should be filled out regardless of position. From your list of 20, NFL Network will count down the official players list of the top 100 best players in the game today.
Can I just say this list is just a dumb idea?
It really is. I mean, I don't mind making a list of the best players, but it has to be, I think it should be, I mean, if we said, let's make a list of the best players in the league last year, that's called the MVP voting list. We've already done that.
But players don't get to vote on it. This is why NFL Network distributed this to players only.
Oh, okay.
That's so why they gave every player a ballot.
The players in the NFL believe that Lamar Jackson is better than Patrick Mahomes? Boy, Patrick Mahomes must be hard to deal with or something. I don't know. That's wild to me.
But this is one of those arguments for why players shouldn't be voting on MVPs and stuff.
I mean, hasn't a bunch of Russell Wilson's former teammates said he's not black enough, yet somehow he's voted as the second best player in the NFL? Like, there's people who don't like him because he's not a good team guy, or his teammates can't connect with him. I don't know. It seems like nonsense to me.
Yeah, honestly, if I'm starting a team from scratch, there's no doubt in my mind taking.
There's not even a question.
But, you know, who knows? Now that he's gotten paid, maybe he's not the same player. And he's got that girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, somebody says Patrick Mahomes loses cred due to his girl. Yeah, that's a...
I mean, Russell Wilson beats him in hotter chick category. I don't know what Lamar Jackson's chick looks like, but Russell Wilson has Mahomes beat.
I'm guessing he does too. It'd be hard not to. So
ballots are also distributed in December towards the end, or basically they are due at the end of the regular season.
Okay.
So nobody saw playoff Mahomes, which was better than regular season, but not by much. Well, but everybody was going off of what Lamar Jackson did in the regular season.
He had a stretch of a few games where he didn't play all that great when he hurt his knee, and he wasn't that mobile. They lost that game to the Texans. They lost that game to the Colts. He wasn't, you know, brilliant in those games. And Lamar Jackson was consistently good all season long. So, I mean, I get it if you're basing it on that, but, you know, it's just such a dumb thing to say these were the best 100 players last year and you don't include the playoffs. So, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I've been awful sportsy today. I guess that's okay. First day back. We were talking off air about the SEC is going to a 10-game conference-only schedule. Notre Dame is going to be part of the ACC for 1 year. Which I guess they're doing conference only as well. What's going to happen to BYU? They're the other kind of, the other independent. They're not,
know.
And have we heard anything on the AAC or any of those conferences yet? And there's certainly the Big 12. We were talking about this on the Twitch. It's kind of hard for them to do a 10-game conference schedule when you only have 10 teams.
Right.
So you do a 9-game schedule?
I mean, I don't think they're going to want to do that.
But they may not have much of an option.
No, but that may be where BYU comes in. Like, somebody may call them and say, hey, we're looking to work our way into a schedule.
See, yeah, that would be for 1 year, you come be part of the Big 12.
Yeah.
And we get 10 games that way.
But, I mean, I'm sure Army would like that too.
Yeah.
You know? So how do you decide who you let in? I mean, you're obviously, if you let Army or Navy in, you're a good guy.
Yeah, although if you're the Big 12, you don't really care. You just need somebody for an extra game.
And, I mean, with the ACC...
So you make those guys pony up some bucks for it.
With the ACC, it was like, oh, are they going to let Notre Dame be eligible to win their title? Which, I mean, we all assume Clemson is way better than everybody else, but if Trevor Lawrence gets the Rona and suddenly it's a wide-open thing, now maybe Notre Dame comes and wins your title. I don't think anyone would say, oh... What if BYU or Army wins the Big 12? I don't think anyone's worried about that. So really, you just need a body. You need a warm body in there to schedule is what you need.
Yeah, and I think...
You need a can.
Yeah, and, well, I'm sure if it's up to Texas and OU, they'll go find the closest thing to Kansas they can find.
Yeah.
And...
So maybe it will be Army.
Yeah. That would... The Army team that almost went in and beat OU a couple years ago.
But, that was a different Army team, though. I hate to say.
Yeah, but that is interesting. Well, and I haven't seen any news on any of these other conferences. Like, I don't know what the AAC is doing. I don't know what the Mountain West is doing. But I'm sure they're going to follow similar paths, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12 are all doing 10-game conference only. Big Ten was the first.
Okay.
And so we don't know about Big 12. And the ACC said Notre Dame will be part of the 10-game conference schedule as well. So we know that. So I guess it's just the Big 12, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would make the most sense. You bring in somebody who wants to put up some money to be in there. Say, all right, BYU, you pay us $10 million, we'll give you a football schedule.
Yeah.
And maybe you make enough money off the gate, assuming you let people in. So I think that makes sense. Probably makes more sense than Army or Navy trying to bring in one of those. Although, you know, yeah, I don't know if Big 12 cares about looking like a good guy.
I don't think they do. Yeah.
You know, and BYU at least gives you a little bit, because here's the other part. If you're going to have a playoff, 10-game schedule, there's a good chance you're going to have more than one 10-0 team. It may come down to, well, who did you beat? Well, it always comes down to who did you beat for playoff seeding, for everything else. I still don't think college football is happening. I could be wrong about this. And don't record this, Aaron, and play it back when they play the first game, because I'm not guaranteeing it's not happening like you did to AJ. But I just feel like there's no way this is going to get pulled off.
There seems like a lot of moving parts in college football. It seems more difficult because schedules are made so far in advance, and
yeah,
you know, there's money involved with every game being in a certain place. It's just, but it also feels like, with the exception of maybe the NFL, because we haven't really felt that yet. But just do a quick Google search, and you'll see how important it is for these colleges to have college football, because it makes so much money for them that. And it finances so much other stuff that happens at these schools.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pressure on them to figure out some kind of a way to play. You know, they can't – it's not as simple as just going to a bubble, you know, and bringing some teams and not bringing some – it's not that easy. But I also feel like they're going to have a hard time pulling it off without a bunch of, like, you know, breakouts of the virus at some point.
Well, and I guess the SEC is going to start in late September. Which, you know, I like the idea of moving stuff back, but that's really not that far off. And there's got to be significant change between now and then.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen some positive numbers here, but they're not great. They're still pretty bad. And I just think, I mean, it's about to be August 1st.
Yeah.
So even putting it late September, I mean, who knows where we're gonna be with this, and if it's not slowing down, and it's really, yeah. You know, and I think the thing that's gonna stop all of this is if an athlete in great shape actually dies.
Yeah.
Then suddenly,
like, oh man,
yeah. Suddenly it's gonna
happen.
Yeah. But I just don't know that. All the leagues can play by the same rules. I just think it's just a mess. It really is. And yeah, I think it's gonna be hard enough for the NFL. I think they'll be able to pull it off. But we're talking times, well, double at least if it's just Power Five schools. But I kind of feel like some of these other conferences will find a way to play, whether it's Mountain West and AAC, and then that might benefit BYU for a year if they don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I think there's, you know, I'll take a 10-game season. I know it's not, and people are already whining, oh, we're not going to get Florida State. Guys, this is a different year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you take what you can get. If we can get a 10-game season, conference only, for everybody, and then a playoff, I would love that. I mean, to me, that's found money right now, because I am pessimistic about them actually playing. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I hope this works, and I know that. I think I saw a story where UT has the most Rona cases in the country for college, which wouldn't be surprising because things have been pretty bad in Austin. But I guess get them out of the way now.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's if we I would love to get football. I'm not that I'll watch the Lakers Clippers. I'm interested in that. And I'll watch the Rockets, the rest, and maybe the Raptors. The rest of them I don't really care about. In baseball, like I said, I'm already losing interest in the Astros. But well, college football, I would kill a small child to be able to watch college football. So, all right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And before we get to the gym of the day, a friend of ours lost his brother to the Rona today. And again, for you guys that don't think it's that serious, I mean, I'm getting a lot of these stories, and it's just, it really is. We got to just wear the damn masks and be smart, please. Yeah. That's all I ask.
Lamont says, how do you feel about Austin AK-47 man getting dead? Did you see that story? I didn't see it until today.
No, I did not see that story.
It didn't make news in the Pacific Northwest, but it was a Black Lives Matter protester who was open carrying an AK-47, and he pointed his gun at a car, and the driver popped him off, and he died. And I think actually he may have taken shots and not hit, and then the driver didn't miss. Unless I saw exactly what happened, it'd be hard for me to say, but I say it all the time. I think open carry is the dumbest idea. The dumbest idea, because all it does is provoke nonsense. I'm for concealed carry, I think, but dudes walking around with AK-47s at protests, it's like you're asking for trouble, honestly. And it's clear that, I don't know if this guy's got a military or a police background. I'm guessing he doesn't have a police background. I don't know what his background is. But unless you are very, very trained, carrying around these weapons in public is not a great idea.
No, I agree with you on that.
And you can say, well, I've been doing it for a long time. It's different than having actual training. So I don't know how I feel about it, to answer the question, Lamont. I mean, it sucks someone died. A better question is, will the NRA defend him? Will the NRA come to the defense of the Black Lives Matter protester who got shot? That's what I want to know. That's the real question to ask there, Lamont. And he agrees open carry is stupid. Open carry is like it's like having a giant truck, like on those, the tires that are like tractor tires. It's just like a way of saying, look at me, look how badass I am. And you're probably not that badass, but you're asking for it.
A couple things from the text line before we get to the gym of the day. Karens are going to come after you after that small child joke, Fred. LOL. It was a joke. It was a joke. I forget sometimes that some people think everything we say is absolutely serious.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
No. Not referring to actual children. Somebody says ACC is 10 plus 1, Florida versus Florida State will still happen, but SEC is not.
SEC is not plus 1.
No. So it won't, at least according to what I read about the SEC today. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Massachusetts.
When I got off the plane yesterday, I got off and I got into my truck, and this is the segment that was starting up. I heard Jason Braddock singing, and
he did that every day.
Jason Braddock shouldn't sing. Let's just leave it at that. Especially over my lyrics.
I wish this board was set up where I could have just isolated his voice and recorded it, because it would have been all of stupid stuff, just that looped over and over again.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Well, we go to Massachusetts, where a couple was walking their dog. Seems like
that happens place, in a lot of states.
Place called Hopkintown, 30 miles west of Boston. The difference was they were both completely naked.
Oh.
And took their dog out for a walk, which I hope the dog doesn't bite if you're the guy.
Was the dog wearing clothes?
The dog was wearing fur.
Okay. Well, but I just want to make sure they don't put clothes on their dogs. If they're nudists, you should never put clothes on your dogs.
Now, I was going to say it's Massachusetts, so the woman couldn't have been that attractive, but the picture is
solid.
She's solid, yeah. Apparently, when police questioned them about their state of undress, the pair allegedly became confrontational and answered some questions incoherently. After yelling and swearing at police, they sought to run away from the officers, but were quickly corralled. What followed was a violent scrum during which the two struck a police department officer and one whom required treatment for minor injuries. Kind of embarrassing to get your ass kicked by a couple of naked people.
Yeah.
But they were eventually restrained and put in custody. They were charged with indecent exposure, assault and battery on a police officer, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and disturbing the peace. The couple has not yet been arraigned on the felony and misdemeanor counts in district court. So, I mean, everybody walks their dog. I see people walking by my place 25 times a day with their dogs. I've never seen a naked couple out walking their dog.
Yeah.
But clearly there were other issues. But, yeah, see, look at her. She's not bad. You know?
Okay.
She's got that right. You know, redhead, touch of the gutter. Little too much of the gutter as far as I'm concerned. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. John says the AK guy was ex-military, the guy that shot him, CCL. How are you ex-military and you shoot five rounds at a guy and you don't hit him? Although, I don't know. I'm reading people's comments. Maybe he didn't shoot five rounds. I have no idea.
The video, you hear five rounds go off, you hear a slight pause, and then you hear two more rounds, which I think people believe were the CCL guy in his response shots.
Well, what are you going to do?
Getting mixed text results saying, a lot of us saying, glad we're back. A lot of us saying, please bring back the other two.
Oh, well, you'll the other two will be on in like a little over an hour.
Yeah.
You'll have them.
Yeah. We, listen.
The program director's a big fan of mine. He honestly thinks that I'm one of the most talented guys at the station. And he's like, I got to have you on in drive time. So.
Yeah, the vice president of the company feels the same way.
Anthony Munoz says he must have been a stormtrooper. Yeah, that's possible. Stormtroopers are very poorly trained, very bad shots.
Somebody says he was Air Force.
Oh, well. I'm not going to make the joke.
All right.
Because, listen, I appreciate everyone who served. The Air Force is very important, but I'm not counting on him to shoot. I'm just saying Air Force guys shouldn't open carry.
Air Force guys, you're saying no one should open carry.
Air Force guys open carrying is like me saying, oh, I was in the military, I'm just going to fly this jet. No, come on.
281 says, I saw plenty of guys in the Army who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Well,
I'm sure there were, and I spent my entire time in an infantry unit where if you couldn't shoot, you just weren't there anymore, and that was that. But I'm sure there were guys who in that do like office jobs that had to shoot. Everybody's got to shoot in basic training,
right?
But you know, I'm guessing that a lot of them weren't ever going to shoot again.
Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't a great shot.
He was not. Well, it depends on what theory you buy into.
I buy into the theory that
he's a framed man.
Well, I joke about conspiracy theories all the time. I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I think most of them are bogus. And actually, there's another Netflix thing that I was watching called Conspiracies. And they do a really good job of here's the conspiracy, and then here's the reasonable explanation for it. Which, you know, some of it just got boring, though, because, like, I've seen enough on the Lindbergh baby. I don't care about that. But I do believe, and I've talked about this before, I think the best thing I've seen on the JFK assassination was JFK, the smoking gun, where this guy went and did a forensic look at what really happened. And his theory is that a Secret Service guy's rifle went off accidentally, and that's where the headshot came from. And because he pulled it out when he heard the first shot. And
he accidentally shot him in the head?
Yeah, it would have been a one in a million shot, but it explains how that bullet's...
That guy would be in so much trouble.
Well, and it explains so much of the cover-up, though, because nobody wants to admit that a guy accidentally killed the president.
That's true.
And, you know...
It's a lot easier to just throw it on the guy who was trying to kill the president.
Well, yeah, except he didn't have the kind of bullets that would be able to do that. It's fascinating. I would watch it. I think it's the best thing I've ever seen. I don't know if it's true, but it's really well explained, which most conspiracy theories are. But you know, I don't know. Aliens are out there. We know this for a fact. We're not alone. We've never been alone.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the proof that all these shows, finally, proof of aliens. Where's the piece of their spaceship? That would be proof. That would be proof.
How about a full spaceship?
You know what? That would be good too.
A full operational spaceship.
Not just somebody says, "Oh, I did this." That doesn't count as proof.
While we're on it, you think I don't believe in the Titanic? Where is it? Show me. Oh, you found a part of it. Okay. Yes, likely story.
Oh, come on, Lee, we saw Leo die in the water.
Likely story.
Come on. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Did you forget the name of our show?
No, I was reading. I was reading something.
The Blitz, that's right.
Yeah, I was reading something while I was doing that. You know what? I'm really struggling today trying to keep track of all the Twitch and the texts and all for some reason. Yeah, we'll be right the bleep back.
ESPN 97.5.